content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines, and we'll begin with this one. Mistakes You Didn't Know You Were Making. Coffee Table Trip-Ups. Sit down and put your feet up. New York City-based interior designer Kathy Kuo, K-U-O, founder of an eponymous home store, shares three of the biggest blunders. First, you're picking the wrong height. Most coffee tables stand somewhere between 14 and 20 inches high. An easy rule of thumb is to choose a piece that's 1 or 2 inches lower than your sofa's seat cushions. Anything that's too short or too tall will look out of place, plus make lounging and snacking less comfortable, she notes. You're not playing with shape. Think about the right shape for your lifestyle and space. Round and oval tables are trendy. As a bonus, they don't have sharp corners, so they're great for families with children. The long lines of a rectangle pair nicely with a classic sofa. Square tables ground a room and work well with corner sectionals or large seating areas. And you're choosing the wrong material. While she loves glass tables for their airy look that gives the illusion of more space, Kuo warns that they're an invitation for fingerprints and smudges, and I have a glass one, so I can attest to that. Glass also lacks the warmth of other materials like wood and rattan. These aren't deal breakers, but worth considering when you're shopping for something so crucial to your living room. Here's a podcast recommendation. Take a look back with That Was Us. Obsessed with the show This Is Us? Still missing the Pearsons and the cast that made the emotional roller coaster so unforgettable? Stars Mandy Moore, Sterling K. Brown, and Chris Sullivan are keeping the magic alive with their hit Rewatch podcast. Each week, the trio revisits fan favorite episodes, shares heartfelt memories, spills behind-the-scenes scoop, and often welcomes surprise guest stars. Stream new episodes every Tuesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. It's called That Was Us. Everyday Hero, proof that it only takes one person to make a difference. She helps military veterans find homes. Once homeless and alone, Yvette Jones Swanson is now a guiding light for thousands of veterans, putting roofs over their heads and proving that compassion can create a lasting legacy of hope. On her first day working for the city of Chicago, Yvette Jones Swanson was assigned to the department that licensed SROs, subsidized single-room occupancy units for low-income residents. She'd never heard of SROs before, but the more she learned, the more her heart ached. Why didn't anyone tell me about SROs back when I really needed them, she wondered. In 1984, Yvette was disappointed when she received a medical discharge from the Army after a single year of service. She'd hoped the Army would provide her with an education, but it wasn't meant to be. So she enrolled in college and paid the tuition herself. But then her marriage crumbled. She tried to leave her abusive husband several times and even returned to the VA. Surely they can help me, Yvette thought, but she didn't qualify for veterans' benefits. With nowhere else to turn, Yvette returned home until she couldn't bear it any longer. She spent months sleeping in her car, on trains, and in building lobbies. The little money she earned went toward tuition. Finally, diploma in hand, Yvette landed a job with the city, helping landlords license their buildings for SRO-subsidized housing. She excelled at her job, and it wasn't long before a developer approached her. "I have 600 low-income apartments to fill, and I'd like your help," he said. Yvette took the job and got to work. She arranged workshops to explain how subsidized housing worked. She enrolled in real estate school and began networking at the VA. "If you have veterans who need housing, I can help," she offered, and it wasn't long before all 600 units were occupied. But Yvette didn't stop there. Coast Guard veteran Thomas Wilson spent a year living in a storage unit. He had a VA housing voucher, but he couldn't find a place he could afford that was also wheelchair accessible. Yvette guided Thomas to a mobility program that would triple his voucher, and one day she called him. "Can you meet me downtown to sign a lease?" Yvette had found Thomas a fully accessible two-bedroom apartment on the 34th floor of a downtown high-rise. Yvette is a fixture at the VA hospital, still helping unhoused veterans find a decent place to rent, and these days she also helps them buy homes. James Shannon began attending Yvette's workshops, where she helped him find a subsidized apartment. "Now I'm finally ready to buy," beamed the disabled Marine. Yvette helped James through the entire process, from applying for a GI loan to finding a place he could afford and brokering the transaction. "I couldn't have done it without you," James told Yvette. Now Yvette hosts a YouTube channel called Vet Mentors Homeless Veterans USA. And she's helped 5,000 vets find housing, and more than 300 of them are now homeowners. "Every unhoused veteran I help heals some of my own wounds," she says. "My goal is to be the person I wished I'd been able to find when I needed help." Sort your pantry, because a snack attack shouldn't be literal. Put like with like. Gather all your baking stuff in one section. Breakfast foods should live together, too. Afternoon treats go within reach so kids and adults can help themselves. Think sideways. Store boxes of dry goods, pastas, grains, with their skinny sides forward, just as you do cereal. Try to avoid second rows. Everything visible means nothing gets stale. Stash bags in a basket. Loose bags of chips, pretzels, and random crunchies can get unwieldy fast. Stand them up in a basket to maximize space and to ID them quickly when the munchies come. And go low. Where to place small but heavy appliances that haven't earned counter status? On a low shelf or right on the floor, which can handle the heft. And don't forget to lift with your legs. No-fuss meals that keep blood sugar steady. When trying to lower your blood sugar and shed weight, try the 30-33 hack, one of Dr. Shaw's most viral nutrition tricks. To do it, simply eat about 30 grams of protein in your first meal, 30 grams of fiber throughout your day, and at least 3 servings of gut-healing probiotic-rich foods like yogurt, kimchi, sauerkraut, and sourdough every day. Fiber isn't just something that's good to have, it's crucial. So for a smart start and your 30 grams of protein, enjoy a sandwich, made of a frozen, then toasted sourdough English muffin with cheese, bacon, and eggs on it. Serve with fruit. For your midday momentum, build a bowl of chicken salad made with low-fat Greek yogurt, celery, and grapes. Pair with mixed greens or seed crackers. And for a filling finish, bake one chicken breast with flavorful spices and pair with a serving of basmati rice and grilled veggies such as zucchini. We've got some audio, or maybe a audio book recommendation. I hope both of these are. It doesn't quite tell me for sure. The first one definitely is a revenge-filled romance. A tropical setting? Check. Vigilante main character? Check. A game of cat and mouse? Check. Sienna Sharp is the author, Sharpe, and her latest book, A Killer Getaway, has all the ingredients for an entertaining summer listen, or fall now that we're into it. Lily Lennox has spent the last 5 summers working a job at a Caribbean resort. But Lily has a secret. She goes there to seek revenge on bad people, and she always gets away with it. But this summer, a handsome man named Daniel Black may just unravel Lily's plans. And another, a masterful mystery. If psychological page-turners peppered with dark humor and twists are your thing, you'll want to press play on Samantha Downing's new thriller, so this is an audiobook, Downing, D-O-W-N-I-N-G, the book, Too Old for This. Lottie Jones's past is coming back to haunt her. Decades earlier, she changed her name and settled into a small town. But when investigative journalist Plum Dixon shows up at her door asking about her involvement in an array of unsolved cases, Lottie takes matters into her own hands again. Here's some practical advice. Disinfect your smartphone. Ring, ring, that thing that's always in your hand is calling, and it wants you to dial back the germs. So, first get on the case. Phones and cases are filthy, even if you don't take yours into the bathroom, and especially if you do. They're so filthy, many health experts suggest cleaning them at least once a day. To do so, check the manufacturer's manual for specific guidelines, then turn off and unplug your phone. If you have a case, and you should, remove it and give it a wash with a microfiber cloth and warm, soapy water. Scrub the crevices and edges well, as those areas tend to collect the most grime. And then wipe down the phone. Gently go over the outside of the phone and the screen with either a clean microfiber cloth that's been lightly spritzed with 70% isopropyl alcohol or a bleach-free disinfecting wipe. Disinfectants with bleach could degrade your screen's protective coating, so don't use those, and never spray cleaning liquid directly onto the phone. Also, steer clear of any openings and the charging port, or you risk turning your prized device into a pricey paperweight. Let the case air dry completely before putting it back on. Then text away. Another audiobook. Feel inspired with poems and prayers. Matthew McConaughey proves once again he's more than just a Hollywood star with the release of his new collection of poetry and prayers. I will spell McConaughey. M-C, capital C-O-N-A-U-G-H-E-Y. The Academy Award-winning actor offers a raw, reflective glimpse into his inner world, sharing deeply personal writings inspired by a lifetime of experiences, both in the spotlight and beyond it, touching on themes like love, faith, resilience, and forgiveness. McConaughey takes listeners on a journey of self-discovery and soulful storytelling. The audiobook is available on Audible. Maintain your mattress with a sprinkle of baking soda. Over time, sweat and dust mites can accumulate on a mattress, causing fibers to break down. Sidestep this by generously sprinkling baking soda on the top, edges, and sides of your mattress, spreading it with your hands to ensure all areas are covered. Let it sit 30 minutes, then vacuum up the residue and repeat 4 times a year. Seasonally, I suppose, is what they mean. Ease indigestion with cough drops or soak your feet. What? If your favorite foods sometimes lead to GI troubles, keep some cough drops handy. A study out of Turkey suggests that popping a menthol-containing cough drop, such as Halls, Ricola, or Fisherman's Friend, can soothe even severe digestive upsets in as little as 5 minutes. The investigators explained that the strong minty taste and aroma of menthol energize the enteric nervous system, which speeds stomach emptying and encourages healthy digestive enzyme relief. Who knew? Or slip your feet into a soothing Epsom salt bath. That's a half cup of Epsom salt mixed into about 12 cups of warm water, and your indigestion could ease in 15 minutes, report researchers in the journal Complementary Therapies in Medicine. Turns out warming your feet sends rest and digest messages to your GI tract and brain. How about that? Find serenity in the Outer Banks. Experience wild horses, windswept beaches, relaxing spa days, and historic drama in the iconic OBX. Welcome to North Carolina's Outer Banks, the wild, windswept birthplace of American legends. From the lost colony of Roanoke to the Wright brothers' first flight in Kitty Hawk, history was made on these barrier islands, shimmering like a string of pearls off the mid-Atlantic coast. Start your Outer Banks adventure with a safari-style tour from Kitty Hawk's kites to see the wild colonial Spanish mustangs roaming free in the Corova Beach area. I think it's Corona. Watching horses gallop along the shoreline? Pure Outer Banks magic. Next, channel your inner aviator at the Wright Brothers National Memorial in Killdevil Hills. Rent bikes and cruise the scenic flat trail loop that winds through grassy fields and history-rich paths. No pilot's license required. Looking to relax? Unwind at the Sanderling Resort's Spa and Duck with an ocean-inspired treatment. The couple's massage is a standout. Then enjoy sunset over Currituck Sound at the resort's new Theodisia restaurant, led by North Carolina native and celebrity chef Vivian Howard. Don't skip her famous lemon pie. End your day with a visit to Roanoke Island and catch The Lost Colony, America's longest-running outdoor symphonic drama. Then stick around. The haunting vibe after dark makes it the perfect backdrop for an unforgettable ghost story. For more inspiration, you can visit outerbanks.org, outerbanks.org, for more inspiration. And to take a mini vacation at home, a dreamy clarified milk punch inspired by the Theodisia restaurant and a virtual Outer Banks road trip. So here's our cocktail, the peach rum clarified cocktail. We need 4 ounces peach-infused silver rum, 1.5 ounces lemon juice, 2 ounces peach cream or peach nectar, 1 ounce simple syrup, 4 dried coriander seeds, and 4 ounces of warm whole milk to clarify. In a mixing glass or shaker, combine the first 5 ingredients. Stir gently to mix and lightly muddle the coriander. Slowly add the milk and stir for 30 seconds until curdled. Strain through a cheesecloth into a clean container until clear. Pour the clarified cocktail evenly over ice into 2 glasses and garnish as desired. And your virtual tour? This breezy video covers it all, from wild Cedar Island to the windblown dunes at Jockey's Ridge. Watch the Outer Banks video posted by Got2Go, that's G-O-T, the number 2-G-O, on YouTube.com. From Woman's World, crispy crab cakes. This no-fry option, crunchy on the outside. Here's what we need. 3/4 cup prepared instant mashed potatoes, 2 eggs, 1 pound of one tablespoon, oh my gosh, of Old Bay seasoning, 1/4 cup fresh parsley, 1 tablespoon Dijon mustard, 1.5 pounds fresh lump crab meat, 1 teaspoon lemon juice, 1 teaspoon lemon zest, 2 tablespoons lemon juice, 1 1/4 cups breadcrumbs, 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Heat oven to 400. Coat a rimmed baking sheet with cooking spray. In a food processor, combine the mashed potatoes, eggs, Old Bay, parsley, and Dijon mustard. Process until smooth, about 1 minute. Transfer the mixture to a bowl. Stir in the crab meat, the lemon zest, lemon juice, 1/2 cup of breadcrumbs, and pepper. Shape this mixture into 3-inch patties. Coat patties with the remaining breadcrumbs. Place 1 inch apart on a baking sheet, Coat with cooking spray. Bake 10 minutes. Flip and coat with cooking spray again. Cook until set in the centers and heated through about 10 minutes. Broil until golden about 2 minutes. Active time on that was 15 minutes. Total time is 30, and it serves 6. So I assume that means it makes 6 crab cakes. Garlic and herb knots. These are rolls. Thanks to convenient store-bought crescent dough, which is your starter, these buttery bites are a breeze to whip up. We need 3 tablespoons butter, melted, 2 tablespoons chopped fresh herbs, such as basil, parsley, and or chives, 1/2 teaspoon chopped garlic, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon pepper, and 1 8-ounce package of refrigerated crescent dough, such as Pillsbury, you know, the Whopper package. Heat oven to 375. Coat 8 muffin pan wells with cooking spray. In a bowl, combine 2 tablespoons of the butter, herbs, garlic, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/8 teaspoon pepper. Roll out the dough sheet to 12 by 8 inch rectangle. So you're going to want to, by rolling it out, you're eliminating the little dotted lines they already have in it. Then cut the dough into 8 equal strips instead of the triangles that it comes in. Dividing evenly, brush each strip with herb butter, tie into knots. Place 1 knot in each muffin pan well. Dividing evenly, brush with remaining 1 tablespoon butter and sprinkle with the remaining salt and pepper. Bake until golden brown, about 10 minutes. Transfer to the rack and let cool. Serve warm or at room temperature. This makes 8 servings. The active time, 10 minutes, and total time is 20. From Woman's Day, paprika chicken with chickpeas and tomatoes. Active time and total time, both 20 minutes, and it serves 4. 12 ounces cherry tomatoes, 8 cloves garlic, smashed and unpeeled, 1 15-ounce can of chickpeas, rinsed, 3 tablespoons olive oil, divided, kosher salt and pepper, 4 6-ounce boneless, skinless chicken breasts, 2 teaspoons paprika, and 1/8 of a teaspoon smoked paprika. Heat oven to 425. On a rimmed baking sheet, toss tomatoes, garlic, and chickpeas with 2 tablespoons oil and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Roast for 10 minutes. Meanwhile, heat the remaining tablespoon of oil in a large skillet on medium heat. Season chicken with both paprikas and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and cook until golden brown on one side, 5 to 6 minutes. Flip them and cook 1 minute more. Transfer to the baking sheet with the tomatoes and chickpeas and roast until cooked through, about 6 minutes more. Discard garlic skins before serving. Luscious lemon bars. This take on a citrusy classic is bound to brighten any day. This makes 24 servings. Active time is 30 minutes. Total time, and this includes cooling and chilling, 4 hours. We need 1/3 of a cup plus 1/2 of a cup all-purpose flour. 1/2 of a 16.5-ounce tube of refrigerated sugar cookie dough. 7 eggs. 1 3/4 cups granulated sugar. 2 teaspoons grated lemon zest. 1 cup of lemon juice. This will take about 6 lemons. 1/2 teaspoon baking powder. And 3 tablespoons confectioner's sugar. That's powdered sugar. Heat oven to 325. Line a 13 by 9 inch baking pan with enough foil to overhang the sides by 2 inches. Coat with cooking spray. In a bowl, knead 1/3 of a cup flour into the cookie dough until combined. Press into the bottom of the pan and prick with a fork. Bake until golden, 13 to 15 minutes. Transfer to rack and cool. And I think you're leaving it in the pan at this point. In a large bowl, whisk eggs, granulated sugar, zest, and juice. Mix remaining flour with baking powder. Sift over the egg mixture, whisk together. Pour over the crust in the pan. Bake until set, 30 to 35 minutes. Cool, cover, chill. Sprinkle with confectioner's sugar and garnish as desired. Now, if that's more complicated than you like, here's another dessert for you. Chocolate-covered bananas. We need 3 bananas cut in half, and that's not long ways, short ways. So it just makes 2 couple-inch long banana halves. 6 popsicle sticks, 2 cups melted chocolate chips, shredded coconut, and chopped strawberries. Skewer the banana halves with the sticks. Place on a cookie sheet and freeze for an hour. Then dip the top half of each banana in melted chocolate and return to the cookie sheet. Garnish with coconut and berry pieces. Freeze for at least 2 hours. And this makes 6 frozen half bananas. And one more beverage, cherry orange sangria. An easy prep fruity syrup adds zesty kick to this cooler. Make an extra batch to flavor your iced tea or club soda. Here's what we need. 1/2 cup sugar, 1 cup of pitted sweet cherries, an orange sliced, an apple cut into wedges, 1 regular 750 milliliter bottle of red wine, 1 cup of cherry juice cocktail, 1/2 cup apple brandy, 1 12-ounce can of lemon-lime seltzer, ice cubes, and optional lemon wedges. In a pot, mix the sugar, 3/4 cup water, and the cherries. Over medium heat, bring to a boil. Cover, reduce heat to low. Cook until cherries are very soft, 10 minutes. Using spoon, push through a strainer, then cool. Place orange slices and apple wedges in a pitcher. Stir in the wine, cherry juice cocktail, brandy, and the cherry syrup. Cover and chill for 4 hours. Just before serving, stir the seltzer into the pitcher. Strain into 6 ice-filled glasses, and if desired, garnish with lemon wedges. Active time on this was quick, 15 minutes. Total time, because of the chilling, 5 hours and a quarter. But it makes 6, so invite some people over. Here's your instant awe, little quote. Happiness often sneaks in through a door you didn't know you left open. And that was John Barrymore. And from Woman's World, you have so much happiness to live. Every day brings more reasons to smile and blessings to count. Each day offers a fresh start and a new set of possibilities to explore. Any day can open doors that weren't there before. Doors to a fabulous future. Step through. And one last quote, you deserve to be taken seriously. You have great ideas. Don't dismiss them. You have gifts and talents. Don't overlook them. You have true beauty. Don't hide it. You have goals and dreams. Don't neglect them. You have real potential. Why? Because you're you. Don't deny it. You've got everything you need to succeed. Believe it. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. For comments and questions, please call our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.